If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So here's a big topic. The dog flu existed in Houston. And now it's being spread even more places because of all these dogs, which is a great thing, were rescued from Houston that needed homes elsewhere. So the dogs have been shipped to all these other cities. Some of those cities didn't previously have that much, if any, problem with the dog flu, and now they do. What the solution is, I will talk about. I also will talk about kennel cough and why you need to vaccinate for that. But kennel cough doesn't generally kill dogs, and the dog flu, while it generally doesn't either kill dogs, is more likely to. I'll explain all of that. We've got to look at this a bit differently, but I'll explain. I promise you that. We'll also talk about adopting older dogs in particular. There's an organization called the Gray Muzzle Organization. If you do have an older dog, this is your opportunity. Get ready. Take out your cameras. Your dog can become a cover girl or a cover guy on a calendar for dogs, of course. I'll explain what that is. And rabies, World Rabies Day. How do you celebrate rabies? Well, you don't, but it's about awareness. And yeah, rabies is a problem, not only worldwide, but even more than you might think right here in the USA. Kirsten, you're in Ohio, and you're on the radio. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Well, I have a one-year-old purebred Australian cattle dog.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's a valid piece of information because I guess their behavior is usually pretty unusual.
Well, not for Australian cattle dogs.
Yeah. So I have this one-year-old Australian cattle dog. He's about 15 months old. My husband and I adopted him from a rescue about 3 months ago.
Good for you.
He is whip smart, very, very smart, and I have made three different attempts at doing classes with him, but he doesn't just go bananas. He drives to the banana farm.
I've not heard that one before. All righty. But what's your question? And we'll get back to the classes in a second.
He falls under the qualification of leash reactive, but he is not fearful. I don't believe that he is fearful.
So you're walking down the street with your dog on a leash and he wants to attack other dogs?
No, he's not aggressive either. He's just really excited to see other dogs.
Oh, okay.
Which leads me and the trainer or actually trainers that I've worked with, to believe that he is, quote unquote, grossly under-socialized. But he is barking and lunging because he wants to meet other dogs.
And once he does meet other dogs, how is he with those other dogs aside from over-the-top crazy?
He's fine. He, with puppies and older dogs, he limits his play behavior.
Oh.
He plays well with dogs his own size.
So
he plays well with large dogs.
It sounds like he's perfectly socialized. So what's the problem? I'm confused a bit.
The problem is that, I guess what I feel like the problem is that, A, we can't participate in classes for all the barking and lunging and scaring everybody else in the class.
Just because he wants to be with the other dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a class isn't where you do that. And I wanted to participate in dogs, you know, dog sports with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to freak out other owners.
Well, it depends on what the dog sport is and what the situation is. So does he focus at all on, you know what, Australian cattle dogs are amazing at frisbee catching?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they're also pretty good at agility at times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is what kind of class do you want to take?
I would like to really kind of give him a choice. I've heard of, you know, the fly ball and
yeah.
fly ball, and I'm actually taking him to a herding clinic this weekend to see if he likes that.
Okay, so what you should do is, outside a class setting, do something that is somewhat similar to the class you're going to. So fly ball is all about, it's like a relay race for dogs, right? And
yeah.
and they set up these things. So see if you can do a version of that. It doesn't have to really be much like it, but a version of it in your own backyard. You
yeah.
know, where you're teaching, and this is what I want you to go after, where your dog is paying attention to you. And then you yeah. go out in a more social situation, maybe a park, and
okay.
bring a tennis ball with you, and maybe if it's fly ball, an obstacle for your dog to jump over, just something.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it doesn't at all really have to be exactly like the sport, but just something somewhat similar, just vaguely similar, where your dog is just focused on something and doesn't pay attention to everybody else in the park, including other dogs, nothing else except that tennis ball, except you, and except doing what you're asking him to do, which might be jump over an obstacle. And if you
yeah.
can get, so what you do is you start where there are no distractions in your house, and then outside your house where there are a backyard, very few distractions, but some, and
right.
then a park or somewhere where you can go where there are going to be more distractions, and kind of work your way up. And I think you'll get there. Part of it is also 15 months old is still a fairly young dog, and mm-hmm. and that may be part of what's going into all this as well.
Okay, yeah, because in the classes, I toughed it out. We went through basic obedience and also a total recall class, and I literally was feeding him 2 and 3 pounds of chicken.
Wow.
Per class, trying to keep his attention.
Yeah, yeah. And that didn't work?
No.
Okay, try to build it up a bit more gradually, where you're not going from, you know, you're not doing a sort of baptism by fire kind of thing, where
okay.
it's kind of not by fire at first, but a warmer temperature, then a slightly warmer temperature. You know, you take it slow, where there are more and more distractions, and see if that will work. I think it might. And
okay.
and yeah, using chicken and certainly anything you can is the right idea. But what rather than chicken, if you can, I'd
mm-hmm.
like to transition to a tennis ball or something of that nature, because ultimately you'll be doing something that involves, it sounds like, a frisbee
yeah.
disc or a tennis ball or something like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm convinced.
I know. All right. That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kirsten.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. More of your phone calls at 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Of course, it's toll-free. You have nothing to lose. So if your dog or cat has a behavior problem, know that I am here to help you. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So it's a lesson learned from Hurricane Katrina and also Hurricane Rita. So you had all of these dogs that were displaced, dogs that needed homes. You had shelters that were more than filled to capacity. So what, and it's a great thing, what happened then, and it's happening right now, still even now after Hurricane Harvey, is the dogs were sent to different parts of the country, and cats, to different parts of the country. It allows more adoptions to happen, and it offers some relief to those overfilled, way overfilled shelters where the hurricane hits. All of that is good, but what we saw with those hurricanes, Rita and Katrina, is dogs with heartworm disease were spreading heartworm disease. Now, heartworm disease is not contagious. Your dog cannot get heartworm from another dog. It's a bit complicated to explain. What happens is the mosquito then bites that dog that has these little heartworms floating around in it and then takes one up and then bites another dog and then spreads it that way. Do you follow all that? So it helps to spread heartworm disease unless dogs are protected. And that's the thing about heartworm. You can, you should, you need to protect your dog. And if you have these dogs from Houston coming up to your community, even more of a reason to do that and do it year round. I know we're moving into the winter, but I don't care if you're in Chicago or New York or whatever northern city you are in, you need to protect your dog against heartworm year round. What about the dog flu? Well, the dog flu is not seasonal in the first place, unlike the human flu, which tends to have a season to it. It's not the case with dog flu. Dog flu will happen if you have a dog that has the flu that exposes other dogs. It's quite simple. Dogs in Houston had the dog flu. The dog flu was a problem in Houston before all this happened. I can give you numbers about the numbers of dogs that were positively identified. That's not the point. The dog flu, and veterinarians knew it, was a serious problem and a growing problem in Houston as all this was happening. Now you've got these dogs potentially spreading flu. Now, I want you to think about this at the same time as you think about the dog flu. Habitually, routinely, we tend to vaccinate. If you have a social dog, if you have a dog that's ever around other dogs for what is commonly called kennel cough, we do that. We've been doing that for well over decades now. Well, dogs get really sick from kennel cough, depending on the individual dog and specifically which virus it is and all that. They generally don't die. It's very rare for a dog to die from kennel cough. And even the illness, it's annoying. The dog is very uncomfortable, and the people have to hear that coughing day after day after day after day. It's not a good thing, and that's why we vaccinate for it. The dog flu makes more dogs sicker more often. And 3 to 5% of dogs with dog flu will die. Now, with kennel cough, I don't know what the percent is, in all honesty. but it's probably well under 1% of dogs that actually succumb to kennel cough. And most of those dogs have other conditions. With dog flu, that's not the case. Dog flu can kill dogs that don't have other conditions that are otherwise young and healthy dogs. Again, that's the exception. Most dogs survive the dog flu just like most people survive human influenza virus. Having said that, 3 to 5% is still significant, right? I think so. What if it's your dog? And even the fact that dog flu is going to make dogs sicker longer. Well, you can do something about it, and that's simply vaccinate. And now you've got all these dogs, as I said, from Houston and other places around Texas and Louisiana being spread out that are spreading the virus to other places. So do talk to your veterinarian about the vaccine for the dog flu or the canine influenza virus. Coming up next, a conversation about specifically adopting out older dogs. Aww. That's right. And in fact, your older dog, if you have one, might be on a calendar to celebrate those older dogs.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
We are doing so much better when it comes to animal adoption in America. With dogs in many places, this is good news. Some communities are doing so well, they have a shortage of dogs to adopt out, or at least of dogs other than dogs that look like pit bull type dogs. Because unfortunately, and those dogs are wonderful dogs, they've done nothing wrong. Or sometimes older dogs. There are certain dogs that are just more of a challenge to get adopted out. And I understand that, why as a family you might not want an 8 or a 9 or a 10-year-old dog, but that dog has done nothing wrong. Well, there's an organization that is devoted to finding those dogs, those older dogs, homes. Lisa Longhofer is the executive director of the Gray Muzzle Organization. Tell me about Gray Muzzle first, Lisa, before I want to talk about a big promotion you have, but tell me first about the organization.
Of course, Steve. Thanks for having me. The Gray Muzzle Organization improves the lives of at-risk senior dogs by providing grants and other resources to animal welfare organizations across the country.
Which is absolutely wonderful, because I think I described it correctly in that we're doing better overall finding dogs' homes, but not so much with certain selected types, including older dogs. And I suspect that you would agree that you'd understand that there's some challenges in getting these dogs adopted, but for the most part, these dogs have done nothing wrong except get a little older.
That's exactly right. And I think that once your heart has really been touched by an old dog, you realize how much they have, how much love they have to give, how much they have to teach us about loyalty and compassion and just what great additions to families they truly can be.
All right. Now, here's a question that's absolutely anthropomorphizing, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you think these dogs, the older dogs, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old dog even, has in some ways more to give, more appreciation to show than getting a puppy or even a 2 or 3-year-old dog?
I think older dogs absolutely do sense the kindness and compassion of people who take these dogs into their homes and just provide loving care for them, even though they are a little bit older and some of them have slowed down a little bit.
Yeah. Now, you've got this big promotion, even though it's not summer anymore. It's called the Summer Smile Campaign and Calendar Contest. Tell me about it.
Yes. We launched our Summer Smile Campaign and Calendar Contest the week before last. Our goal is to raise $10,000 for our dental fund. One of the biggest expenses facing shelters and rescues that care for senior dogs is the high cost of dental care. And lack of dental care really can also be a major barrier to adoption. So our dental fund really aims to change that. So all of the funds raised through our Summer Smile campaign will be used to support dental care for senior dogs. And we are delighted to have received a $10,000 matching sponsorship from Beringer Ingelheim, maker of Orivet dental hygiene shoes, so that every dollar donated to the campaign will be matched, which is a great thing for senior dogs and certainly a reason for them to smile.
You know, when you talk to veterinary dentists, and we have on the show, and I've talked to many personally, they are frustrated at the number of products that are out there that say these products are good for the teeth and the gums of pets. And sometimes, while that is very, very true, there are many wonderful products out there. You mentioned one. Many, it's all about marketing. And that's what they're frustrated about. But the product you mentioned is one that's approved by veterinary dentists. It's called Orivet Dental Hygiene Chews.
Right.
And it really does work to do what it's supposed to do, because when you smell that stinky breath, first of all, you're not likely to adopt the dog. But it's not just dog breath. It's bacteria that you're smelling, which isn't healthy for the dog either.
Exactly. It can cause a lot of other problems.
So how can people participate in the campaign?
People can participate by going to our website, graymuzzle.org, and they can make a contribution to the campaign. And the exciting part is that when they make a donation, they can upload a picture of their senior dog onto our Giving Grid platform. And at the end of the campaign, our advisory board, of which you are a member, will choose their favorite photos to be included in our 2018 Gray Muzzle calendar.
All right, give me the website.
Graymuzzle.org.
Graymuzzle.org. Not much time to do it because I know the contest is running down. Thank you so much, Lisa. And I can't wait to judge and see all those smiles staring right back at me.
Oh, terrific. We can't wait to see everybody's photos.
Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, and your phone calls are next.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Here they are. The phone numbers, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kathy in California, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you. How's everything? How's the family?
Oh, pretty good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about the microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a program about, I think it was the same day that you were talking about feral cats.
It could be.
And how to take care of them and microchipping. And I am a big, big fan of microchipping.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's not only microchipping, a couple different things. So, yes, absolutely, microchip for identification of your pet. Your pet is lost. Your pet can't say, my name is Frankie. Yeah, here's my address. You know, they can't do that. Now, dogs wear tags, you know, that they have, but oftentimes they fall off. And generally, though we could and probably should, we don't put tags on our cats. And, you know, it's, oh, my pet's never going to get out. Well, maybe you are right, especially if you live on the 100th floor of a high rise. No, the dog isn't going to walk down the hall, press the elevator button, go down to the first floor, go past the lobby, past the doorman, and outside the door. Probably that's not going to happen. However, for most people that live in homes, pets get out statistically, the data shows, far more often than we may think. So microchipping can be and often is a lifesaver, but it's not only about microchipping. It's about then registering with the microchip company, right? So if you don't register with that microchip, it's like you having a cell phone without a phone number, you know? So you scan, there's these universal scanners now. What they do is they scan for a chip. If the chip is there, it reads a chip number and offers the name of a company that then can be looked up online. But if that person didn't register with the company, it just shows the chip number. There's no name or address or email address or phone number that corresponds. So without that information, you might as well not even have a microchip. Now, I will say that so many more pets during an emergency, and we just saw this with the hurricane in Texas and Louisiana, that some of those animals were not microchipped, many of them, actually, and many of their owners happily were able to reunite, but many weren't. And that never would have happened if these pets were microchipped. So it can be a lifesaver.
That's true. They could have been reunited.
Yeah.
You know, but also, when you talk about registering with the registering your chip, my understanding is that whoever chips them, they're responsible for registering you.
Well, yes and no. So if the registration happens at an animal shelter, it's registered to XYZ Animal Shelter in whatever city it is. But if my name is Steve Dale and I'm adopting the animal, yes, the animal shelter can be contacted. And sometimes they actually will figure out, oh, this dog was adopted by this person. But this person, Steve Dale, may have moved to three different cities, may have changed his phone number and his email address, still may be really difficult to track down. And it's the same for pets that are microchipped at veterinary clinics. Now, not all clinics, I wish they all did, because it's just the press of a button, you know, on the computer, and then people right there at the vet clinic, and many vet clinics do this. So before you leave the office, your pet is microchipped at the veterinary office. Before you leave that pet that is now microchipped at the clinic, you register right there, and it takes 2 minutes. It takes like no time. But some clinics don't do that, and that leaves a pet potentially unregistered unless the pet owner does it when the pet owner gets home. So you are right. It's helpful. But it's not the perfect solution. And still, even if it is registered to me, what if I just moved to Houston, right? And my information isn't there.
Because you should notify them and let them know that you've relocated.
Totally, you are right. Yeah, I agree. But people forget. They don't, you know. So we barely forget remember to call the post office these days when we move, you know. So, but you're right. People should. And you just provided an important public service by reminding me to remind people. So you've just done that. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And I agree with you very much about microchipping, not only dogs, but cats. People don't think their cat's going to get out. I've been talking about that for years. So I totally agree and appreciate your call. You should co-host the show with me sometime.
I'm sorry, what?
You should co-host the show with me at some point, because you're right. You could stand on that soapbox better than I can. So thank you very much for the call. Next time you have a thought, call me, 866-554-PETS. Really, I agree with everything you just said. Here's what I'd like. It's a long list, though. Get ready. Check out my Facebook fan page. In fact, like the page. Check out our YouTube page. Go to YouTube.com, just type in my name in the search, Steve Dale, and you will find, 150 videos about all sorts of different things that are, of course, pet-related. If you have questions, you can call me, 866-554-PETS, or email steve@petworldradio.net, because every week I print it out, you can hear that, and I choose an email that I will read, which I will do next, on the radio.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, oh, oh. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat. Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's called the Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Dog Foundation. Ron Santo, of course, played for the Chicago Cubs, ultimately, finally, into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Vicky Santo, his wife, still here, and says we need to do something about identifying diabetic crashes and spikes before they happen. It can save lives. And in fact, she is saving lives by providing dogs that can do that. It's quite incredible. She's quite incredible. She'll be here next week on the show. Also, if you have a cat, why not go to a practice that wants to see your cats? They are called Cat Friendly Practices. And Dr. Elizabeth Colloran will be right here.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Cassie, our Australian shepherd, is terrified of thunderstorms. She shakes, she whines, and salivates. It's horrible. As a result, I now hate storms and worry that if we're not home for her, her response may be even worse. What can we do? It's from Cassie in Atlanta, who probably just went through the thunderstorm season. So at least the good news is fewer storms, right, as we move into the fall and eventually winter. I think fewer storms in Atlanta. Atlanta still gets a whole lot of them, I know. So what do you do short of moving to northern Canada with your dog? No one knows why dogs develop thunderstorm anxiety. And the thought is that eventually If storm after storm after storm happens, my dog will realize nothing's going to happen and things will get better. No, it doesn't work that way. In fact, for most dogs, quite the opposite occurs. They actually worsen when just left alone. So what do you do about it? Well, in part, your response may depend on just how fearful your dog is. If your pup comes running to you or another family member during storms, it's appropriate, I would argue even humane, to acknowledge that fear. But if you become overly dramatic, saying, oh, my poor little baby, oh, no, what am I going to do with you? Well, then you can actually make matters worse. What can you do to make matters better? Well, some dogs have the beginning of storm phobia and are merely not happy, as opposed to dogs that are petrified when they hear thunder. Ignoring these dogs, people assume the pets will figure out the storms aren't going to hurt them. And as I mentioned, that rarely happens. So what do you do? Well, if you have a basement, take advantage of that. The dog goes down into the basement when you expect a storm, close the shades, pump up the music, and then plug in Adaptil. Adaptil is a copy of a pheromone that nursing mothers actually naturally give their puppies, and it helps to calm puppies. Well, this is a copy of that pheromone. There's collars that dogs can wear, Adaptil collars. You can also plug in a diffuser. You don't smell what's diffusing out of the diffuser. Your dog doesn't literally smell it, but senses it, and it helps to sort of take the edge off dogs. There are other things you can do, too. There are other products that can help. They are nutritional supplements, nutraceuticals. Soliquin is the name of one of them. I don't want to go through all the names. I shouldn't have begun that. Some of the herbal things that can be done that you could look up online, they can help, too. What ultimately, for dogs with serious thunderstorm anxiety, what you need to do is contact your veterinarian, and you need a pharmaceutical. You need an anti-anxiety drug, a true drug, if it's serious enough. You know, there are lots of problems, and I talk here on the radio about desensitization and counter-conditioning, training dogs or cats out of whatever it is. The problem with thunderstorm anxiety is the dogs that have it seriously have serious thunderstorm anxiety, know that storm is coming. They are better at forecasting the weather than the Weather Channel. So they know an hour, two, three, 4 hours before the storm is coming that it's about to hit. And what you can do, I suppose, is play the sound of lightning and sound of thunder, I'm sorry, and give the dog a treat and pump up the volume and give the problem, though. That's desensitization and counter-conditioning. The problem with doing that for thunderstorms, it's not only the sound of the storm that the dogs eventually have this terrified reaction to. It's the smell of whatever. We don't even know what they're smelling, probably a change of barometric pressure that they're sensing, the changes of humidity level perhaps. They could actually smell. You know, we can even smell a storm coming in very often, so imagine, certainly your dog can. In addition, it's the sight of the lightning. It's the electronic feel during a true thunderstorm that they feel. How can we reproduce that? We can't. The best thing you could do for dogs that have it really bad, the most humane thing you can do, is talk to your veterinarian about a psychopharmacological intervention. In other words, drugs, because they really are the right thing to do for dogs that have it very badly, for dogs that have just mild forms. And sometimes I didn't discuss this. Sometimes they deal with it themselves. They find a place to hide, you know, like under a bed or the bathtub or in a closet. They're not happy. We can make them more comfortable by plugging in that Adaptil I talked about. But they ride out the storm that way. That's okay. But for dogs that have accidents in the house, that hypersalivate, that actually chew on themselves, that spin around in circles, that shake tremendously, they're just trembling, well, we could do things to make life better for them. It's a more humane option, and those are the drugs I spoke about. You can email the questions to me, Steve Dale, at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about rabies. No, it's not a topic you often hear on this radio station, but I'm about to talk about it with an expert next.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
We are very lucky on this radio show. We get to talk to some of the most brilliant people on the planet, and this gentleman is among those. Dr. Richard Ford. When it comes to rabies, I don't know that many people know more. Emeritus Professor, North Carolina State University, College of Veterinary Medicine, September 28th. Is World Rabies Day, and I suspect, Dr. Ford, it's really about awareness. Am I right?
Well, Steve, I think that's probably a really good way to put it. We are trying to encourage and promote rabies awareness, both among veterinarians, but within the pet-owning public as well.
So the only reason I would guess The only reason why we don't have rabies, because rabies, I doubt, looks at the country and says, I don't want to be in that country. Instead, it's because we protect against it by vaccinating our dogs and at least some of our cats. Is that the only reason why we don't have rabies?
That is probably the major, clearly it is the major reason. Steve, there's the World Health Organization for years has done surveillance on rabies worldwide. A scary but very real statistic is that in the world, over 60,000 people die from rabies every year, and that's been true for the last several years. And while that's an underestimate, there's probably more that actually die that don't get reported. The primary creature that transmits rabies to all those people is the dog. 99% of human deaths caused by rabies are transmitted by dogs. And you very appropriately pointed out, because we vaccinate dogs, largely, most people, not all, but most people, rabies in the United States has plummeted in the dog population since the early 1960s.
What about other animals? So what we hear about are bats, raccoons, skunk. Do they transmit rabies? And if so, how often? And I am now talking about in the U.S.
Well, there's a well-known fact about rabies that in the United States, as anywhere, any warm-blooded mammal can acquire rabies. The issue is whether or not they can transmit rabies. Dogs, cats, cattle, horses, and a large number of wildlife, like raccoons, fox, bats, of course, can carry and transmit rabies. There's a smaller number of mammals that can acquire rabies, like squirrels, rodents, like rats and mice, but they die from rabies before they're able to transmit it. So they really bite wounds from that chipmunk in the yard that you were trying to feed does not pose the risk of rabies exposure like the cat that wanders up on your back porch as a cute kitten that unwittingly looking for food but suddenly bites or scratches somebody aggressively.
So here's the thing, and we only have a couple minutes at this point, but and I know you feel very strongly about this. So you are as humane as anyone I know. You want those cute little kittens adopted out when possible. You have no problem, I would guess, with the trap neuter return programs, taking community cats, spay neutering them, and putting them back out where they go. But do we have to be careful?
You do. You have to be careful. But I think it's also in line with awareness, Steve. Really important that somebody who is feeding or caring for one of these, as you've put it, the community cat, really needs to take the responsibility to ensure that these animals do get a rabies vaccine. Really important.
And in fact, I live in a community, we've talked about this before, in Chicago, Cook County, mandates for community cats that you spay and neuter and return back out, a good program, that they are also vaccinated for rabies. If it were up to you and you are king of America, would you like to see that across the country?
Oh, absolutely. No question. And the reason, Steve, is simple. Almost 10 times the number of cases of feline rabies are reported yearly in the United States compared to the dog.
All right. And it's no one's anti-cat here. We're just reporting the data. And awareness is what it's all about. September 28th, World Rabies Day. Dr. Richard Ford, thank you so much.
You bet, Steve. Good talking to you.
Next week on the show, what we can do for cats to make veterinary visits a whole lot better.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalk Radio.